from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker. A group representing charter schools in California says it will use a $15 million grant to strengthen the charter school movement in the Bay Area and Los Angeles. KQED's Anna Chintokala says the money comes from the Walton Family Foundation.
The foundation was established by the founders of the Walmart Corporation. The California Charter School Association will use the hefty grant to add 100,000 charter school students to the state's education system. Executive Director Jed Wallace says the money's a good investment, despite testing results that show traditional schools outperform some charter schools.
We have some charter schools that are not performing at the level that we need to. We have in California hundreds of charter schools that are kind of indisputably doing better than traditional public schools, and those schools are growing.
Wallace points to Bay Area charters like Rocket Ship and Aspire. I'm Anna Tentakulis, KQED News.
Corrections officials told state lawmakers today they're committed to changing the state's controversial use of isolation units at four prisons, including Pelican Bay. KQED and California Watch reporter Michael Montgomery was at the hearing in Sacramento. He said the big questions were how an inmate is put in an isolation unit, how long they stay there, and how they get out.
Those were three questions that lawmakers really pressed corrections officials on, and the officials were rather vague, and it seems clear that while the department has set a goal to change policy, it's still very much working out the details.
KQED's Michael Montgomery, and I'm Cy Musiker. More news online at kqednews.org.